The 2014 midterm elections are now just 31 days away, but those 31 days are valuable to candidates and independent groups vying, or some say trying to buy, your vote. That's especially true in the race for U.S. Senate between Kay Hagan and Tom Tillis. WFAE's Money and Influence reporter Tom Bullock joins me now. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Marshall.
So the fight for North Carolina's Senate seat has been national news and fundraising fodder for months. How much money have the candidates brought in?
Nearly $11 million between them to date. Kay Hagan has a huge lead in the fundraising totals with just over $8 million raised. Now, that's not surprising. The incumbents almost always have an advantage when it comes to raising money. As for Tom Tillis, he has just shy of $2.75 million. And one reason he's well behind was the not-so-short legislative session this year, which hampered his fundraising totals. And between the two, they've already spent more than $6.5 million on political ads that have aired more than 13,000 times.
But the candidates aren't the ones spending the real money.
That's right. And keep in mind, Tillis and Hagan have already aired ads that have run more than 13,000 times already. But believe it or not, that's small potatoes. Consider these amazing numbers on just the Hagan-Tillis race.
Over 64,000 political ads have aired in the North Carolina Senate race. During the last week of September alone, about 6,200 ads aired. That's about three ads every 5 minutes in North Carolina.
That's Michael Beckel with the nonprofit Center for Public Integrity. They've started a new project called Who's Buying the Senate, using national data from Kantar Media, a group that tracks who's buying TV ads and how much they pay to air them. The Center for Public Integrity has been able to track and plot political ad buys for all of the 2014 U.S. Senate campaigns.
There are no Senate races hotter than the North Carolina Senate race.
In this case, hotter means attracting more money.
A conservative estimate from Kantar Media is that those ads cost at least $34 million.
Which makes the Hagan-Tillis race the most expensive in the country to date, even though North Carolina is a relatively cheap media market. And the North Carolina race stands out for another reason, says Beckel.
One of the very notable factors in North Carolina is that about two-thirds of the ads that have aired have been sponsored by groups that are neither political parties or the candidates themselves.
So who are the groups spending the most for either Tillis or Hagan?
On the Democratic side, the Senate Majority PAC is a super PAC. That group alone is responsible for about one of every six ads that has aired in the North Carolina Senate race, and they are the biggest player on the television airwaves in North Carolina.
To the tune of $5.3 million in support of Kay Hagan's reelection. As for the Republicans, the biggest spender is Americans for Prosperity, which is backed by the Koch brothers.
And that group has aired about one of every nine ads in the North Carolina Senate race.
When you take all this in, the more than $34 million to run more than 64,000 ads, you come up with the smallest but most surprising number so far, $4.96. That is how much is being spent per eligible voter in North Carolina on this one race. And there's still more than a month to go.
I'm back now with WFAE's Tom Bullock. Tillis and Hagan are about to get a lot of free airtime next week.
That's right. On Tuesday, they will meet for their second live debate. Now, Hagan and Tillis were in a dead heat before the first debate. Since then, Hagan has taken a slight lead in the polls, but this one is still very close, so it should be pretty interesting.
All right. That's WFAE's Tom Bullock. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Marshall.
And Tom will be live tweeting Tuesday's debate between Kay Hagan and Tom Tillis. You can follow him at Tom WFAE.